Shabbos Shkolim, Tovshim Pei Aleph, Rabbi David Katz, Iyad Rabbanon, the Rabbinical Lines of America. This Shabbos Shkolim is a very special Shabbos Shkolim. We take out three Sefer Torahs. Gevaldig Zach, we take out three Sefer Torahs. It's big Zgulas, we won't get into it right now. We'll leave it mentioned for Shabbos HaChodesh, who will take out the three Sefer Torahs again, Be'ez Hashem Yisburach. But for now, I had a little bit of diuk in the piyut that we say by Musaf. Before we finish the bracha by Musaf, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 brachas, we say a piyut on the pasuk from Shir HaShirim, Eshkel HaKoyfe Doidi Li Becharmai Ein Gedi. So we finish off Oyer Panecha, the shine of your face, Aleni, on us, Adonisa. The shekel Esa, and I'll take the shekel, Bevayis Nochavinisa, that's in the base Hamikdash. And the question is, the shekel Esa, the ganze Zach of Shabbos Kolom was, Machtes HaShekel, Chatzi Shekel. Why does it say, the shekel Esa? There's a beautiful word from the Belz Ruf. The Belz Ruf says that, it says one pasuk, Ashlo yis aponim, and then the pasuk is yis Hashem ponim v'elecha. So the shaila is the boy shalom a noise aponim or not a noise aponim? The Gemara says, Hashem Yisburach says, heich loy es aponim. It says in the Torah v'chalta v'savato, and Klal Yisrael is makbid at kebeya at kezayis to make birchas hamazon. And if they are so lefnim mishiris hadin with me, I will be noise upon them to them. Says the Belz Ruf, the halacha was when somebody would give a shekel in a Beis Hamikdash and he wanted change. We know we have to give a chatzi shekel, machtzis shekel. But when somebody wanted to get change, he only had a shekel. Or one person would say, you know, to his friend, you know, let's give together. You and myself will give a full shekel, and you'll give me a half shekel when I come home. You're allowed to do that. But when you give a shekel, you get a small knas that you have to give another extra mabe. It's called, I think, a kalba. So, says the Belz Ruf, if so, it's very good the pasuk here. Oy penecha leini odin esara boin shloilam. Be nice upon him for Klal Yisrael. You know why? Because the shekel esa. Klal Yisrael gives shekolim, even though it costs them the extra kalba, the extra coin that they have to give as a knas or give extra. Klal Yisrael likes to give the extra as benching. We do benching on a kezayis or kebeya. And therefore we ask you, Oyer penecha leini odin esar, Rabbein shloilam be nice upon him to us. But if I'm allowed to say something, I would say the only time we see that Rabbeinu Shloilam, we mispalted Rabbeinu Shloilam on Oyer Panecha is by Sim Shalom. We say, Ki Boyer Panecha Nosata Lonu Hashem Elekeinu. We ask for Oyer Panecha every day, three times a day by davening. And let's see what the Brocha Sim Shalom Toiva is. The Pasuk, the Gemara says, by the Zman of Matan Torah, the Umas Ha'olam were very scared that maybe Hashem Lamabel Yoshev. Maybe the Rabbein Shalom is bringing a marble to the world, and the Rabbein Shalom promised that he won't bring any more marble. And the Rabbein Shalom answered, no, Hashem Oiz La'am Yitain, Ve'ein Oiz Ala Torah, the Rabbein Shalom is giving the Torah Gdoshe. And Hashem Yevorech, the Rabbein Shalom is benching Klal Yisrael Basholoim with the Shleimus HaTorah. What does that mean? There's a Pasuk in the Torah, Toiras Hashem Temima. My father, Zayin Zinnestark, always says, Temima is a lashon for ganz. The Torah was never touched. The Torah is so big, so deep. It's a mayim hamizgaber, it's a mayim she'in lehem sof. The imkis ha-Torah, the svoras ha-Torah, the Torah gdoshe. And how much we think we learn, how much we think we're in it, Toiras Hashem Temima, it's untouched. But some say, no, that Rebbein Shloilam, the Torah is Temimus, but Rabbein Shloilam did not give us the ganze Torah. What does that mean? We know that in Parshas Bereishis, the Rebbeinu Shloim saw that the Torah Kedoshe, the Or, is too strong, and the Rebbeinu Shloim was going as the Torah, and the Rebbeinu Shloim put away the Torah L'Asad Lovay only for Tzadikim, there is Zoyche to be Masik, the Or HaTorah. If so, we don't have yet the Shleimus HaTorah. So when we daven Rebbeinu Shloim, Sim Shalom Torah Vrocha, we ask the Rebbeinu Shloim, the kibboir panecha nasata lon rabbeinu shloilam. We're waiting for the shleimus haTorah. We're waiting for the ganze Torah that we should be zoiche to the ora Torah, to ora gonis, which we don't have. And therefore, could be this is the inyan of machzis hashekel. Why? We know that lo nitna Torah eloich la'amon. Yidden that learn Torah and horvah of Torah, they are zoiche to a shefa, to a full shefa. But kol zman the Torah is not shleimus, kol zman that we're missing from the Torah can be a full shefa. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Shloim told us, machzis hashekel. It's only a half a shekel. Kim techoi is that when we live in this world, and we live our 100 years on this world, heyois, we're not zoiche to the shleimus haTorah, the Rebbeinu Shloim was goines the shleimus haTorah, therefore we're not zoiche to the shleimus of the shekel. We can't have the hashefa, the hashpor b'shleimus. Yes, our job is to be happy. Our job is to thank the Rebbeinu Shloim whatever he gives us. But we have to know that we can't have the full shleimus we can't have of the macht of the shekel. Therefore, it's machzis hashekel. So therefore, when we ask by the Rebbeinu Shloim, Oyer ponecha aleini adoy nisa. Rabbeinu Shloim, give us the Oyer ponecha, the Or HaGonis, give us the ganze Torah Kedoshe b'shleimus, and demels v'shekel esa. Then I'll be zoiche to the full entire shekel, the full entire shefa, because kol zman the Torah isn't b'shleimus, we can be zoiche to the shefa b'shleimus. So therefore we ask Rabbeinu Shloim, Or Panach Aleini Odin Esor, give us the Shan, give us the Ragonis, give us the Torah B'Shleimus, so we'll be Zoichet to the Shefa of Gashmi is also B'Shleimus. And this is a moralic lesson for us to learn, that as long as a person knows that the Torah Kedosh isn't B'Shleimus, that he isn't B'Shleimus, how could you take the Shefa from Gashmi is B'Shleimus? As long as a person does not learn and learn and learn and overlearns and overdoesn't the Torah Kedoshe, you can't overdo in Gashmias. You have to have a stopkus. And when the Rebbeinu Shloim will give us the Torah in full, when a person will be zoiche to the Torah Kedoshe in full, then he'll be zoiche to the ganze shekel. But by that time, when a person will have the Torah in ganzen, he'll be zoiche to the Ora Torah, to the Ora Gonis. He'll be memas. He won't need any shkolim. He won't need anything. The only reason he'll use a shkolim will be only for rochnias, to be machnas oichim, to be mahadar on beautiful mitzvahs, leibsh, to help him. We should be zoiche to the oir penech from the Rebbeinu Shloim. We should be zoiche to the Torah Kedoshe, to the Arvas HaTorah, to the Mesikis HaTorah. And we should be zoiche to Hashefa, Brocha, Vatzlocha, Chodesh Odor, Zachodesh, Ashishi is by Makifois. We're surrounded by Nissen, and was Nissen happened in Odor itself. We're mamash going into Chadoshim now, which are beautiful Chadoshim, Odor, Simchas Purim, Nissen, Benissen, Negali, Benissen, Asidin, Negal, Ir, Izani Hashem, Reifecha, Oysu, Refias, Ir, the month came down, Sivin, Zechoyrishim, Teure, the ganze Nissen is surrounded between Odor and Sivin, between the Teure of Pashas Yisroi and Sivin, where the Wenshlim gave the Torah Shavuos. We start with Torah, we finish with Torah, everything is surrounded by Torah, and we should be zoiche to Shefa, Brocha, Vatzlocha, Agit Shabbos, Agit Chodesh, and Kol Tov.